Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Lotuka with the SPCA serving Erie County, joining us live right now in studio with our news hound of the week, which is peanuts. Peanuts. Peanut, I don't know. I don't get a peanut vibe.
What image comes to mind when you hear that a dog's name is Peanut?
Well, here's the thing. I knew a dog named Peanut before. So, and, you know, I don't want to disparage those who are no longer with us. A beloved dog, but maybe not the best behaved dog from my memory.
How much did that dearly departed dog weigh?
Could not have been more than 30 pounds.
Okay.
She was a peanut.
Exactly. When you hear the name Peanut, I think people would go to our website or go to our social media or yours thinking that they're going to see a chihuahua, maybe a beagle at best. We are talking about a 94.5-pound mastiff mix whose name is Peanut. Anybody who knows anything about mastiffs, for the sake of time, I'm going to make it very short. They were bred to guard homes, to guard livestock. They were bred for blood sport. Over the years, these dogs have probably done the most mellowing of any other breed. And now they are still intimidating because of their size. Peanut, for instance, 94.5 pounds. But they've become these gentle, fun giants. This dog is okay for doggy entourage, for people who are used to walking bigger dogs. We have a harness. He would be great on an entourage. We have a video of Peanut up on our social media with the toy in his mouth that he just wouldn't put down even when he's walking and running fast.
All right.
Just a fun, playful, 3.5-year-old dog ready for his new home.
Maybe Peanut does fit. The attitude is like Peanut.
You're right. You know what? That's a great point.
Maybe not Peanut in stature, but Peanut in attitude.
Peanut is your best friend. Like the name Buddy. Like Peanut. He could be your best friend.
Mastiff. I mean, maybe it was like all those years of standing guard but not really doing anything. Is that what mellowed out the Mastiffs?
Maybe they just wanted to make friends.
Yeah. They're like so sick of being mean to everybody who passed by.
That's right.
Mellowed out over the years. Well, I mean, a beautiful dog. Probably better behaved than the Peanut that I once knew. I'm guessing. Definitely a lot bigger. Maybe 3 to 4 times the size. And you could see a picture of Peanut, which hopefully you fall in love with and want to go meet him for yourself, over at WBEN on Twitter and at your SPCA. And, of course, yoursPCA.org. The SPCA always has stuff going on. You got a lot of stuff going on. Drive-through vaccine clinic, which I feel like everybody who is a pet owner should know about, because it's probably the easiest way, definitely the most cost-effective way to get all these shots that your animals need.
I'm glad you brought up cost, because this is a low-cost drive-up vaccine clinic. Seriously, we can't make it any easier unless we actually came to your house and vaccinated your dogs. Thanks to Petco Love, we are able to offer a series of different vaccines. We also offer vaccines a la barque. Instead of a la carte, come drive through. It's at the Erie County Fairgrounds. There's some construction going on there. So we've got instructions when you go to our website to register, which is mandatory. This is happening April 29th. You're going to see the instructions of how to drive through with all of that construction. But it's inexpensive. It's low cost. Mm-hmm. You drive up. You don't get out of your car. Your dog doesn't get out of the car. We can handle everything right there in the car.
It's probably easier for the dog, too. You know, cheap, less expensive for you.
Much easier.
You know, the dog doesn't have to get out and go into the vet and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
exactly.
It works good. This is where I get my creative juices flowing. So a la carte. You know, doesn't that mean everything that's on the carts, you know, when they wheel out the dessert cart? Is that what it means?
A la carte means you don't get a package deal when you order. Everything, you pay for it individually. Some people may only need one vaccine. Some people might only want a microchip. They may not want the full package that we're offering, so they could order a la carte and just get that one vaccine that they need.
See, this is, now I need to do some research on the terms and phrases. I always, in my head, a la carte. I don't know why I had this in my head. But the cart is the dessert cart to me.
I like your version better. It's not correct, but I do like your version better.
For every dessert that's on there, you have to buy each one separately.
It's the same thing if you're ordering your main entree. It doesn't come with the potato. Yeah. Doesn't come with the broccoli. It's all a la carte.
Okay. I got to look this up now. Yeah. While I'm doing that, you can tell us a little bit more about Wine Wags and Brews.
Oh, my gosh. You have a little more time to plan for Wine Wags and Brews. Going back to the vaccine clinic for a moment, registration is necessary. Go to yourspca.org to register. Go to the same place for Wine Wags and Brews. We already have tickets on sale for this wonderful event happening June 10th right at the SPCA. Not only are we looking for people to purchase their tickets early because we did sell out last year, but if you're interested in being a vendor, an exhibitor, it's so inexpensive, $30 for a table at this event with such a targeted demographic, mm-hmm. such a targeted audience. In fact, if you decide you'd like to have that table at Wine Wags and Brews and a pause in the park, you get a discount, only $55 to take advantage of that.
That's
crazy.
Or
you can go a la carte and do one of the events.
I mean, if you have anything that you're looking to target dog owners or anything like that, Where else would you rather be?
I mean, right there. Animal lovers, just a bunch of good people having a good time. That's a demographic I think a lot of people mm-hmm. want to attract, that demographic.
Right? And June 10th is closer than you might think. I mean, we're getting pretty close to it.
Yes.
April's flying by.
Yeah.
It's going to be right around the corner, so be prepared. Wine, Wags, and Brews. Check out information on the drive-up vaccine clinic, low cost. And, of course, check out the photos of Peanut. All at yourspca.org. Gina, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.